Scram, McFly. We're checking out the scene snobs.
Welcome to the scene snob podcast.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Scene Snobs podcast. I am your host, Mick Manhattan, the Scene Snob himself. I am often joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Casey Plott, but he is living it up in Los Angeles, and he unfortunately will not be here tonight. But remember, the Scene Snobs podcast is the only podcast that is asking questions like, if you stuck your eggplant inside of Christine's tailpipe, would she calm down a bit? I don't know. That question and more have to be answered on this show, and that's what we do here. We ask the absurd, we embrace it, we love it. It's in our merch, it's in our everything. It's in our souls. I am alone for the first time in a long time, so please keep those comments coming. I'd love to see them. I am going to have some people join me tonight, and we're going to kind of go over some things. We have a huge announcement that's going to come later on. We're also going to announce our patron prize giveaway winner. Every month we do a prize giveaway for our patron supporters, and one lucky winner walks away with some big prizes. The big prizes this month were the Michael Myers Halloween tin 8x12 poster and the Shining board game. So that and more. So like they've been walking away for a while, and we're going to announce a winner tonight for this month. I am so happy to be here with you beautiful people. Pop Culture Addicts. Hey, Mick, Tim here. Let's get weird. We are getting weird. That's what's going to happen, my friend. Kathleen Wass, how are you today? I love it. I'm so glad you guys are here. Let's talk. Let's have some fun. We have some wacky stuff to talk about. But some stuff I really want. I got to rant a little bit. You know, we talk about movies a lot. You know, a big thing about the Scene Snobs podcast that we really do here is we love movies, we love TV, we love pop culture, we love comic books, absolutely. We talk about all these things, but not like everybody else is talking about them. And there's nothing wrong with that. I get my news from podcasts, get my news from YouTube shows and more, TikTok, the whole nine. It's the best source for all things fun. But for me, I can't come on here and do the same thing. I have to come on here and I have to ask the crazy questions. Like, I don't know. Why the hell is Rob Zombie in charge of a Munsters movie? Now, this is ruining my childhood, everybody. Now, there's been no surprise to anyone. I see Paul in the green room rolling his eyes. I'll get to you. I'll get to you, sir. I see Paul rolling his eyes. But no, the Munsters were a very special thing for me. The reruns always played on TV when I was a kid, and I loved them. I loved all things scary, spooky, horror, everything. So the Munsters, having that decor, having those characters and everything else, like really immersed me in that while being kid-friendly and having fun and getting positive messages through it. Now, I don't dislike Rob Zombie. I'm a big fan of his music. I even like the way his movies look. The Devil's Rejects was a really good movie. It's up his alley. It worked. Even House of a Thousand Corpses. I liked it. It was weird. It was different. It was Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but a little bit, you know, more hardcore in some ways. And some people will shoot me for that. But it's a fact. It's a fact. But here's my problem with Rob Zombie. I'm documented on this on many a show. Rob Zombie cannot write a story on his own, and he has to stop casting his wife in the leads. Now, when he writes his own movie, like, you know, Three from Hell or The Devil's Rejects or House of Thousand Corpses or 31, and she's at the helm and he created a character specifically for her that works, I'm not crazy to think that every one of those characters in those movies is her. It's the same character all the way through. It's Baby, basically, the whole time. He cannot write a story on his own. He needs to have somebody with him. I'm sorry. Now, I haven't checked if the Munsters does have another writer. It's going to be a studio thing, so I hope so. But with Halloween and other things, he's got to stop casting his wife and everything. Now, I saw this today. And this was probably my favorite meme to come out in a long time. You got Lily Monster from the Amazon version, of course, of Devon DiCarlo. Beautiful, lovely, wonderful. She is Lily Monster. And then, of course, you have Sherry Moon Zombie as Lily something. and Lily Monster Cheese, I'll call her. I won't even call her Munster because that's what it is. The Wish version. That's who you order it from. They gave us a look at the characters in makeup, turning, sitting in front of the set, which is, of course, 1313 Mockingbird Lane. My problem is you're never going to capture the magic of Fred Gwynn as Herman Munster. You're never going to catch the magic of Yvonne DiCarlo and everybody playing those characters again. It's never going to happen again. I'm sorry. We got to let it go. And I don't mind them revisiting it. But this is not something that I think. And I don't need the wholesome Munsters. Like, if you want to do something a little different, a little something edgier, that's fine. But you need a better actor. Come on. I'm sorry, Sherry Moon Zombie. You are not a good enough actor in this sense. And it scares me just quite a bit. That's my feeling on it. I figured I'd rant on that now. We're going to talk about it with the guests that we have in the room. But we're also going to get in depth with it next week when we have Tim and Dan come back, Forbes and Gal. So we're going to get into this a little more as we go. I just wanted to rant on that now and how I feel about it. We have a lot of topics for you tonight. Our topics tonight are, based on your personality, you know, what kind of horror movie subgenre do you think you'd be a best fit for? And we will be talking about that. We're also going to talk about the insane guest list on Scooby-Doo and Guess Who, the TV show that is on HBO Max. We will get into it because I was doing a lot of research on this and it is insane. It just really is. And wait until we go over it. We'll also be talking about things like, our main topic tonight is overrated franchises. We'll talk horror, but we're going to open that one up to genres and different things like that. So we're going to get started. Let's see what some of the comments are real quick because we got people joining in. Oh, love Mick. Mick Rance. Love these. Yeah, I do what I can. My kid is asleep, which means I can have ice cream now without having to share. Always got to share. Go wake her up. Kathleen says, I don't like anything Rob Zombie. Fair. We'll talk more about that. I'd love to hear your take on it. So what are you saying? What you're saying is that Rob Zombie is the George Lucas of horror. John, you're hurting my soul here, man. Sorry, but they look like was it Delia? I think I read that right. Delia Market Knockoff. Flea Market Knockoff. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. And, my good buddy. Hey, best buddy. I'd be perfect in a romantic car, like Warm Bodies. That or no, I got to take you out of the romantic car, my friend. And you can elaborate this more next week when you're back. I see you as more of a horror comedy, like a Tucker and Dale versus Evil. You are the guy. You're either in the lead, like a Sean, or you're the best buddy. You can do either, and it's a testament to you and your character. Trust me on that one. That is not. I'm not knocking you. I love you, buddy. I hope you're having a fun time in Los Angeles. I will make the announcement later, and we will have a good time. Yeah, fair. I would be an absurd redneck. No. I'm not calling you any specific thing. Do not take it that way, my friend. I love you, Case. And I'm saying Tucker and Dale versus Evil because to me, like, those are still, like, fun characters. And you could play fun characters. I know that. You are a fun character. My point being is, like I said, a Sean. Like, so don't look at it as, like, I'm saying you could play an absurd redneck. Like a Sean from Shaun of the Dead or, you know, things like that. So take it as a compliment, my friend, because that's how it's meant. Kathleen Wass, I'm not sure what genre I would fit in. Kathleen, we're going to get into that more, but I do want to introduce my two co-hosts of the evening. Casey says, I love LA. I'm so glad you're having fun out there, brother. Give me a call tomorrow, and I'm going to give you some haunts to go check out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Kathleen Wass, I feel like I would be the first one killed off in a horror movie, though. I'm not a runner. You don't have to be a runner. Now, let's say I could see, you know what? Hold off on that. We're going to hold off on that one. I want to bring my guys in, my co-hosts of the evening, because I'm ranting, I'm raving, and I need them here. Shaun Dead remake with you and Casey would be epic. Oh, yeah, I'd be in. That was by Paul. I'm not going to let him in first. Well, you're in too, my friend. What, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Well, let me introduce you before we get started. So we have to my left. No, I'm just kidding. To my left, I have Jason. You guys are listening to my right. Jason from Three Geeks Podcast. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. It's a great show. And down below is my good buddy, Paul. He's a snobbit. He loves it. And he is from Four Sheets to the Wind Podcast. Go check it out. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for having us, Mick. I just want to say that I'll be Casey's warm body anytime he needs one. And I cannot wait to get the Sherry Moon Zombie fan club tonight started. Let's do this, guys. She's a fantastic. She's the next Daniel.
So anyway, that was Jason for 3 days. it's okay if you have Sherry Moon Zombie love, and I want to hear from you. I want to know.
Oh, no, she's awful.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Thank God. I swear to God, I was trying to be a good friend.
To that horse at the end of Halloween 2.
Yeah, that was hardcore, strictly him doing like, I'm doing a movie, I got to get my wife in here somehow, and I killed
all
her.
All I can say is that in 30 years, if we get a Gilligan's Island reboot done by Rob Zombie and his wife are playing the millionaire and his wife, I'm done. I'm walking out of TV. I'm never watching another show as long as I live.
I don't blame you. I would probably do the same myself. It is atrocious what they're doing in that. I don't get it. Well, how do you feel about it, Paul?
I kind of have mixed feelings because, like you said, of all the values that the original show had and how good it was, I'm all about making it a little edgier, but I feel like Rob Zombie is just going to completely make it what it's absolutely not. I don't think we needed a rated R version of that, but maybe it won't be all that bad. I don't know though. I don't have high hopes for it, to be absolutely honest. It's kind of mad because I'm not as close with the Monstars as I am with the original Addams Family. So if he was to remake the Addams Family, I know I'd be pretty upset about it because that original series is by far amazing.
I don't mind the Addams Family being remade. I think Tim Burton's doing a series on Netflix, but they're going to follow Wednesday Grown Up.
Okay.
So I'm kind of all right with it. Like, again, they were edgier to me. So I still wouldn't want to see Rob Zombie do it because Sherry Moon Zombie going, what are you doing? As Morticia Adams would just, it's going to kill me as Lily Munster. So it would kill me to see Morticia Adams do it. The Queen of Cool. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't like rant about her, like how her acting, but like I can't not. It just drives me crazy. Before we go on, we got you leave Jason alone,
Kathleen. I am so nice to you, Kathleen.
It's true.
It's Tom that I pick at.
Hi, Jason and Paul. I love and respect your faces respectfully. We do. I feel like I'd be the keep up or get left behind guy. Then I'd die going back for someone who didn't keep up. Well, you never go back. They're dead. You just keep going. It's gone. You're out of here. I do want to share one thing. And Casey doesn't even know yet. I haven't told him yet. So I really wanted to save it for tonight. I did have to spill the beans with Paul a little earlier that I was going to do this, but Paul wonderfully sent us some gifts, Casey. So make sure you're paying attention. And I absolutely adore him. As soon as I opened him, my wife went crazy for him too. beautiful graffiti artwork that he had an artist do for the Scene Snobs logo. I love it. And Casey, there's not just one. There's two. So you get one too, my friend. It is beautiful stuff. It took me all day staring at them to see which one I wanted. Now I don't even know again. I picked one out. It took me all day to do it. It's going. Oh, by the way, it's going right here over my shoulder. So when I do the show, yeah, every week, you can see it. But yeah, we have some beautiful artwork, and I just want to say thank you very much. That was so sweet of you to do for our 2-year anniversary. Your support, your friendship, everything means so much to us. Jason, hi. I want to say thank you to you too, my friend. You have been a wonderful friend and support to the show. I mean, you guys are here. Casey yeah. left me in the lurch for Los Angeles, and you guys are here backing me up.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
Nice to meet you, Jason.
Yeah. Oh my God, we never had you guys on the show together. Uh-huh. Oh, geez, I'm so glad you guys are. Because actually, Paul would be a lot of fun on Three Geeks, but I don't want to tell you how to, you know, put people on your show. I have nothing.
Have people call your people, Paul.
That works.
No, I'm just kidding. Kathleen says, "I mean, only mean the people I like. No worries, Jason.
I know. I love you too.
Oh my God, huzzah! We got stuff. I love stuff. And that's freaking awesome. Yes, double awesome.
The green one actually glows in the dark too. I believe that's what Gabe said he did for you guys.
Sorry, Case. I want the glow in the dark one. If, as you see, I'm trying to get a little more mood lighting in here when I do this show. So I'm working on it. So I'm going to need that fluorescent lighting over my shoulder. Thank you, Paul. You're amazing. You are amazing. We appreciate it. Pop Culture Addicts, those graffitis are super cool. And Casey once again says, Jason, you always be in my heart like Tarzan. Just like Tarzan. Okay. Well, you know, yeah, but he left you for LA. I'm here. Remember that. I'm here. You get the glow in the dark. I get LA. I had LA. I took LA when LA did me a long time ago. That's what happened. I did not take LA. They took me. All right. So let's get into it, guys. I want to talk to you guys. I want to see what you guys think. First topic tonight is any subgenre of horror based on your personality. First, I want you to answer for yourself. I'm going to do the same of what subgenre you think you fit best in. And then we're going to answer for each other. Sheerly based on like what we know now.
Go ahead.
It's all you, man.
Okay. I'm probably going to go with a psychological horror. When it got brought up, my fiance may or may not have agreed with me, but she's like, yeah, you totally would just be in Shining and Jack Torrance because you drink too much and you like writing and you have some issues. So there we go.
All right. Well, elaborate a little bit more. So it can't just be the Shining. I want to hear some other reasons, like what other kind of psychological horror you see yourself in.
I can see myself in the Hereditary universe too, just because that was really gritty in a lot of the scenes. I try not to be this way all the time with everyone, but I am very emotional, and there was a lot of emotions in that whole movie through and through by everybody. So I feel like it's one I could openly just be very emotional all the time in.
Show us your emotions. This is how much I feel about you. Show us your emotions. Emotions are a good thing.
Tonight on the Scene Snobs Only fans, watch what Mick does with the graffiti art.
Listen, tonight on Scene Snobs Only fans, see what Mick can do with two balls. That's the only fans. I like that. I like what you're saying there. I cannot see myself in a psychological thriller or horror movie. Can't do kids. Freak me out. And there's generally psychological horror involves kids in some way. I got an Insidious, things like that. Like, I'm thinking about it though. I'm thinking about where I'd fit and who I'd fit as. You know, if I'm on the not killer side, definitely dead. Definitely dead. I just don't know when. if it's a running scene, definitely dead. that ain't happening. But Jason, what about you, man? What are you thinking?
What I would want to be in is the horror comedy, something like Return of the Living Dead. What I would realistically be is Georgie at the beginning of it. I'd be like, oh my God, you have candy down there? I'm coming in. Let's go. I trust everybody. Let's go hang out in your sewer den. It'd be fantastic.
I don't know that I would be Georgie. All right, here's the thing with it. If I'm in the It movie, and I'm talking as a kid, let's start off as a kid, I'm having a hard time believing that clown is supernatural. So, like, I'm believing before I go up against it, like, I'm going to kick this thing's ass. I have no basis for saying that whatsoever. I'm not saying, like, I'm tough. I'm just saying I'm, like, that's who I am. That's, I'm going to kick this thing's ass. And then, it, you know, then you get the supernatural, and it's like, no, I'm not. But would I survive? No, probably not.
No. I'm definitely Georgie. If you're breathing and have a pulse, I trust you. So I'm going to follow you right into that sewer, and we'll see what happens.
You know, whenever I watch those movies, because I have two sons, I'm always like, I don't care if you're sick. You're going out and playing with the boat. And if you go as near as a storm drain, you come inside. That's it. We make a new boat. That's it. That's how this works. Tom says, that Jason fits Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Treehouse of Horrors. Oh, we got to give Jason a little. Jason's got some edge to him, I'm sure.
That's fair. No. That's fair. My edge comes out when I play D&D. Like, I turn into a whole other human being. I'll walk in a thing, and they'll be like, all right, this guy's serving you a drink. And I'm like, I kill the guy serving me the drink.
There's right. No trust in that universe. There's none.
Heck yeah, no.
Jason, you floating us with your pennywise is rather enticing. Never living down, Tom. Hey, you wrote down, Tom. Listen, all I know is if I'm going to be in something, I can probably see myself. I would love to see myself as like somebody who belongs in like a creature feature or something. But let's face facts. I'm probably in a Stephen King story. You know, not even a book. I'm in one of the movies. And I'm probably not the guy who last saw the way. Probably like that townsman, like in Needful Thing. That's like, yeah, you know what? I did want that, you know, Spider-Man number 126. Let me get it. You know, well, what are I going to do? Okay, I'll do that. No problem. And he wouldn't even have to give me his devil's powers. Like, I would just do it. And it would just be fun. And then I'd punch Ed Harris. It'd be great. I heard Jason. He's my dude. Jason is wonderful. Nobody likes a murder hobo, Jason. Nobody likes him to murder hobo. I'm running. I'm not fighting anything. Not looking for a lawsuit. When you hurt an animal, then it's a commando cutscene. Then I die. DM or player character? DM or player character? What do you got for us, Jason? Are you the dungeon master? Do it. Do it.
I'm not the dungeon master. I could never be a dungeon master.
It's too much.
Ugh.
I feel like John fits in a psychological thriller. And I like murder hobos. Everybody likes murder hobos. So, all right. I think we all can admit we'd probably die in a horror movie. Maybe not Paul if he's in a psychological horror. He might make it through the end. It depends on the psychological horror. Now, I was doing some work the other day. I'm researching. I'm looking at some things on HBO Max. Really, I'm just looking for a horror movie to watch. And I'm also looking for things for my kids to watch that are, you know, closer to horror, you know, things like that. And we've been watching enough horror movies on television where things are cut. But I wanted to soften that up a little bit because my kid is like, I don't want to watch Blaze or Paw Patrol. I want Nightmare on Elm Street. And I'm like, this is too much. I have to cut this back a little bit. You're five. So I go on HBO Max. I'm looking up Scooby-Doo. I'm like, Scooby-Doo's got to be perfect. I know they like it. We can find some fun, you know, Halloween specials and stuff like that. And then I come across a TV show that came out last year. I have that very same mug. Very nice.
Do you?
I come across it. It came out last year, and it's called Scooby-Doo Guess Who? And it's based on the old Scooby-Doo show where they would have special guest stars. You know, like that. I think that back in the day, they had Harlem Globetrotters, they had Batman and Robin, Laurel and Hardy, the whole nine. And then it got me intrigued because I'm like, well, I wonder, you know, it's probably like six episodes a season, whatever. Like 25 episodes a season, and there's two seasons, and their guest star list is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read it off to you, and I want you guys to tell me what you think of this list and if they fit on a Scooby-Doo on the show Scooby-Doo in any way. All right, Mark Hamill, voice actor. He plays the Joker on it. He also plays the Trickster. You know, so you know you're getting some DC comic book characters there. So Mark Hamill, I think, fits. You know, he's a voice actor. He'll do some show. I could see that. Okay, Sean Astin. As Sean Astin. I saw that and I'm like, really? I was like, maybe if he played his character from Goonies, it could work. But he is not. He's playing Sean Astin. I'm starting off light, by the way. Where we go from here? We get all of the characters. We get Wonder Woman. We get Superman. We get Flash. Jim Gaffigan's on. Batman came back as Kevin Conroy played him. Whoopi Goldberg. That's right. Whoopi Goldberg made an appearance.
She reprised her role from Sister Act.
No. This is Whoopi Goldberg playing Whoopi Goldberg on Scooby-Doo. Chris Paul, the basketball player. Sia. Wanda Sykes. Kenan Thompson. Weird Al Yankovic. Layla Ali. I'm not making this one up. Steve Buscemi. Playing Steve Buscemi. Sandy Duncan. Now, for anybody who's too young to remember who Sandy Duncan is, A, she played Peter Pan on Broadway in the 80s, and then she went on to star in the Hogan Family as the aunt who comes to live with them after their mom dies. Yes, I got dark there. Jeff Dunham as Jeff Dunham. Jeff Foxworthy as Jeff Foxworthy. Halsey as Halsey. Liza Koshy, that I guess she was a YouTube star that then started hosting Double Dare. Craziness. Tara Lipinski. This is 2021. And Tara Lipinski was on the show. She was an ice skater in the 90s and 80s. Macklemore.
Oh.
As Macklemore. Malcolm McDowell. I was very excited to see that one too, because if you look at the episode, he looks exactly like Malcolm McDowell, but in animated form. So he looks horrifying. Now, when I say horrifying, I mean like the way you draw somebody who can look intense as an actor. It's that they did a good job. And I have worked for Malcolm McDowell before. I was his personal assistant at the Florida Film Festival in 2007. Wonderful human being, truly fantastic. I cannot say enough nice things about him, but he looks horrifying and he scared the hell out of me, like he was going to beat the crap out of me, like Alex. Yeah, Alex in Clockwork Orange. And he's on Scooby-Doo. George Takei.
Oh my.
I'm glad you did it. Terry Bradshaw. Cher. Lucy Liu. I'm saving that one for last. Penn and Teller, Ricky Gervais, Jaleel White as Steve Urkel.
Not Stefan, just Urkel.
No, not Stefan, just Urkel. Just Steve Urkel. Oh, 2021. Yeah. All right. I even got to the one where I saw it and I'm like, this has to be a joke. Morgan Freeman. Tim Gunn. Gigi Hadid. Chloe Kim. Casey Musgraves. Bill Nye the Science Guy. And Bill Nye the Science Guy teams up with the team to go save his good friend, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Christian Saul. Jason Sudeikis. Not as Ted Lasso. Jessica Biel as Jessica Biel. Christian Slater as Christian Slater.
I'm sold. You got me. I'm watching the show tomorrow.
I wonder if they touched down on his past abuse scandals. He intensely grabs like Shaggy and Scooby and he's like, oh, well, you better. Billy Dee Williams as Billy Dee Williams. All right, and I'm gonna Alex Trebek is Alex Trebek. That's awesome. You know his, you know, and it just came out on October 1st, so I guess this is his final appearance. So that's pretty wonderful. But here's what did it for me. Here's where I was like, that's a pretty crazy list. This is insane now. This is what happened. How did this happen? And were they not woke enough to realize why is this happening? Axl Rose. Axl Rose was on Scooby-Doo, and guess who? I've got nothing to
do. It can't be Ozzy. So Axl and Rose.
It was Axl as Axl.
Okay.
It was him. And I don't. And Frank Welker as voice actor Frank Welker. Now, if anybody doesn't know what I mean when I say that, Frank Welker is the voice of Fred on Scooby-Doo. So Fred and the gang team up with voice actor Frank Welker to solve a mystery. That's where this went. Even Frank Welker got a light shined on him.
How is the show?
Please say Malcolm McDowell's Alex. Oh, Jesus. I haven't gotten into it yet. I haven't been able to pull myself into it. I saw that and I was just like, this is a rough one. So needless to say, that is the insanity that is Scooby-Doo. And guess who? So if you have kids, maybe steer them towards it. Let's see what happens. Find out from them if it's good. I do want to get into our main topic tonight, though, because you two are a lively bunch. You're giving me so much, and I absolutely love it.
I really like that Matthew Lillard continues to play Shaggy. Something about that makes me happy, even though I did not like the live-action movies he was in.
He was deemed, like it was given to him. And when they, and it was almost like Blaine Weaver when he got Peter Pan. Like, you are that now. Like, Casey Kasem was Shaggy for all of those years. Lillard is now deemed, you are Shaggy until you are willing to give it up and then help choose your successor. So I am very happy about that. I'm very, you know, I don't know him anymore, but having been friends with him, it is very cool that he has that, and there couldn't happen to a nicer guy, even though he called me fat once in a show, and I loved it. Just true story, and I'll tell that later. So actually, before we get into our main topic, I do want to announce we do have our Patreon giveaway. I'm going to announce the winner now, which is kind of poetic because he's on the screen. Not so fast, Paul. Jason, you are the big winner of the prizes this month, and that is the
nice
10 8x12 Halloween sign poster and the Shining board game, which are on their way to your house as we speak.
I am beyond excited. I saw that on the I can't remember. It was either Instagram or Twitter. And I'm like, God, I want to play the Shining game so bad. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, and now you have it. And you have to play with us online. And it's going to be fun. And Paul can come too, because Paul is a big Shining fan. I will say this, Kevin. Yes, I was friends with him. In fact, the first thing he ever directed, produced. So that is there, and I worked with him, and I was also a DP on a TV show that he hosted that never got picked up, and we were friendly through working with Dr. God, which is a improv group in Los Angeles. Sweet. I'm so jelly. I so want to play that. We should get all the patrons together and just play online. We all pick up the game. We all sit down, and we all just play it online.
We can make it happen.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a fun time.
I want to do Zoom D&D sometime with all my podcasting friends.
It's different. It's fun though. I know my D&D group, we did that when COVID first happened and it was interesting, but I thought it was everyone focused, I feel like, a little bit more because you couldn't mess with each other the whole time. So it was very focused. We actually got a lot done.
I have never played D&D in my life. I'm not against it. I've just never been invited to play. So if you play, invite me and then I will give it a try. I understand the concept. I did play a game of Vampire. One night, I didn't play the whole thing. And I went on a raid or something. I don't remember. Did someone say D&D? I have a character everybody's in. It's for our patrons only. God.
Become a patron, Kathleen. John Walsh can be the DM because nobody likes that job. And he's a good writer.
And John's actually going to be in Real Combat on Friday. So it's going to be a fun time. I do want to get into the main topic tonight, and I want to see what some of you guys say. Chris Dale says, wow, I'm a DM for more than 15 years. I'll have something set up. You got your DM. Chris will do the DM. So just help me pick and make a character. I want my character to be big and strong and hurt people.
Nice.
That's it. But then, like, not my friends, not the Hobbitses. They're going to be my friends, and I'll protect them. Oh, wait, Jason said podcast friends. Jason and I said podcast friends, but you're pony up that moolah. No, I'm just kidding. I kid. I am not driving this bus at all. I'm just asking to be invited on along the ride. All right. So main topic tonight, not D&D.
Sorry.
Overrated movie franchises. Now this is going to be one that I think, all right. For a guy who talks about the Fast and the Furious franchise quite a bit on this show, that's not the one I'm going with the most overrated, because I don't think it's overrated. I think it's insane and ridiculous, and it's not bigger than it is. I think it's huge because people are just like, I'm buying in. I'll go to the craziness. Overrated to me is something where it's like, this is truly a fantastic franchise, and it is amazing and wonderful, and everything about it is perfect and cannot be undone. That's to me is when it gets overrated, and it's like, all right, it's got problems. Calm down. And one of my big ones, get ready to piss everybody off, Harry Potter.
That's fine. No complaints here.
Well, maybe not piss you guys off, but I'm sure there are going to be people listening to this who are like, really?
Harry Potter concur, is so... actually. I think it's a bit overrated. I enjoy it, but I think it's a bit overrated as well.
Oh, everybody loves that.
We're talking about the movies, not the books, right?
Everything.
All of it.
Everything. Oh, the whole thing. I mean, stuff. We are talking about movie franchises, but but for me, like if we are talking about like, what's the overrated part? It's the whole thing. And listen, I got a 9-year-old upstairs who's read those books and watched those movies more times than I care to count. And if he heard me saying this, he'd probably snipe me. but I got to say, it is tiring how overrated that thing is. Everybody's like, it's perfect. It's such a wonderful story. And the fantasy is amazing. And blah, 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 blah. I don't care.
It's not perfect. The first two movies, I don't even think the first two movies are particularly good. Like, I like 3 and up, but yeah, no, I definitely agree with you, Mick.
As I go on, I'm just kind of like, really? Like, and if they're still, and I'm talking Fantastic Beasts too, and the whole thing.
Just the whole universe.
Whole universe. It's just like, all right, just put it to rest already. Even Daniel Radcliffe is like, I'm done. Like, he's gone on to better things. He's shown he's a better actor. Let's see. We got, it's a seven-year movie of 60-year-old trying to take over a high school. That is true. And Voldemort, he's in real trouble, but I do like your assessment, Kathleen. So what do you guys think? What are some overrated movie franchises for you?
Oh, mine's going to strike a nerve. I'll just follow your heat with my heat. Lord of the Rings. I don't understand why people like it. I can't get into it. I've tried really hard. I watched the first movie halfway through about 20 times, and I cannot stay awake to save my life through any of the Lord of Rings movies.
All right. Well,
it's just a lot of walking. It's like in Clerks. Like, that synopsis of the movie is so true. It's just walking and walking and talking and walking and talking.
Right.
I like the first one, especially the end battle. And I kind of got to agree. I'm just not a fantasy guy in general.
I'm not. I also love the first Hobbit movie. I thought the first Hobbit movie was okay. I actually stayed awake for that one, but none of the other ones. I can't do it.
What do you think, Paul? What do you think about
I'm gonna be real with you guys. The emotional Paul. So my dad, growing up as a kid, read me all those books to go to sleep. So I have very sentimental value with all the Lord of the Rings. So.
Oh, okay, Lord of the Rings. So he ruined your night. I said Harry sure Potter.
You're like falling asleep. Nope.
Wake here's up. The thing, though. I like that because I understand why you care about it.
Right.
There's a lot of people who didn't read those books, though, who are like, the movie. It's like, I mean, I've read the books. I like the books. It's the same with like Dune. You know, I hate the movie, but I like the books. Why?
It's not a podcast unless Mick mentions Dune at least once. It's in his contract.
It comes out tomorrow, and guess who's going to watch it? 6 o'clock, first thing. Me.
Only mentioned Dune on other people's podcasts. People push that a little too hard. So
I brought it up like a few times on here.
Becoming a catchphrase at some point. I'm like, yeah. It does suck. But I mean, the Dune talk is going to stop once the new movie's like over. But I like the books, you know, and there's a lot, like, here's the thing. There's a lot of sci-fi movies that I'm not a big fan of, but I really like the things they're based off of. Big Philip K. Dick stories, but his movies, I'm kind of like, I could take them or leave them. I don't really care. But yeah, as we go on though, like, you know, so I don't care about Dune. The new movie I'll see because it's probably going to be better than the old movie.
It can't be worse.
I'd like to think it isn't, but part of me is like, well, is it as boring but you don't have the David Lynchian craziness that's in there? Because at least when I watch a David Lynch movie, I'm like, yeah, this is weird, but at least it's David Lynch crazy. I can go with that. And Dune was just like, oh, okay, he added some elements, and I'm like, this is rough. But, I don't know.
Find out tomorrow.
Here we go. Here we go, Kathleen. You got to do it, don't you? Well, first she says the Twilight movies are super over. Yeah, they always have been. I'm not giving that one to you. You're not. I invited you on the show. No, you can't swing up Twilight movies. We already know that they're just dog shit garbage.
She had to bring up Cats, damn it.
Or Catch, Jason. See, you guys want me to talk about this stuff. I'm becoming a character of myself, and I don't even know what it is anymore. It's just me being sad. Oh, if you couldn't tell, you know, Hello Darkness, my old friend, was just playing as I stare off into space. If the new Dune is good, the trash talking will slow, not stop, but slow. I'm getting tired. I might have to put that to bed. I'm going to time capsule Dune at some point. Chris Sales, mine is Hunger Games. The book was better. You know the Running Man. I agree. I 100% agree with that. I thought the Hunger Games was stupid.
You're not going to like mine, and it's going to surprise you what my franchise is that I think is overrated.
I am very excited, and if you say Back to the Future, I'm going to fire you from the show forever while staring at the beautiful artwork you gave me. John Watts, I have issues with the MCU. The narrative is too condensed and simplified, in my opinion. I miss the nuance of the comics they're based on. The films are just trope-tastic action films by the numbers. John, I agree with you. Before I get to Paul, I do want to say something to this. Yes, they are. I think a lot of people try to pretend that the Marvel movies are a lot more deep than they actually are. I don't need that. I don't need them to be deep. I know comic books are much deeper. But the thing that I like, and I've seen with my kids and other kids, is the Marvel movies are a good introduction into reading the comics. I think comics were dying for so long before that, and people don't tend to remember that comics were not a popular thing for a long time unless you were a diehard fan. And now I see my kids coming down to my collection and picking things out and be like, I'm going to read this, because I'll say, hey, that's based on this or that's based on this, and so on and so forth. So for me, I think the MCU and what they're doing is a good introduction to comic books and learning those stories. So that's why I'm a big fan of who they are, what they are, and how they're doing things and who they're introducing. No, but I didn't even know the Guardians of the Galaxy was. Like, I knew who they were in comic books, but like, I never read them. I didn't know who they were. I didn't care. Now I do, and I've gone back and read some of their stories, and I dig them. So that's what I like about the MCU, and that's where I think DC was screwing up, but is getting better. You know, it's not just, hey, I love Captain America. Hey, I love Iron Man. I love this. They watch the movies, then they go read the comics, and I dig that. Kathleen Watts says, and yes, you invited me on a show. I'm here, just not on camera. It's better this way. It is not. or Divergence. First was interesting, but by the end, there's a whole buttload of Divergence. No special.
I got a question, though. To be overrated, don't you have to be rated? Is Divergent even rated?
Divergent is the worst. I cannot stand Shailene Woodley.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Did you at least give her a chance in Big Little Lies? Because I actually got appreciated her a lot more.
She is great on that show.
You know what? I will not be giving a chance. Big Little Lies. I didn't even know she was on it. And I probably, if you had said to me before you said she was on that show, hey, go check the show out. It's really good. I would be like, all right, Paul, I'll listen to you, because you know what? I respect your take on things. We've talked about things in the past. And Jason, same with you if you did that. And then I would have turned it on and I would have seen her dumb face. And I'm not talking about her looks. Of course, she's beautiful. She's an actress in Hollywood and the whole nine yards. And I'm sure she's smart and everything else. I would have seen her dumb face. And by dumb, I mean...
Are you talking about Drew Barrymore now?
You shut your goddamn mouth. Drew Barrymore is a beautiful, wonderful woman. And I want to be her best friend. And I do mean that. You shut your mouth. Damn Drew Barrymore. You leave her alone. And you know what? You know what I love about Drew Barrymore even more? She gets her own show. She's a huge star. She's the biggest star of in screen. There was a whole point. A whole point. Still bigger than everybody that was on that movie. And I love that movie, but she's still bigger because she's still Drew Barrymore. She's been around forever. She's been in this business since she's a child, a little itty bitty child.
Is she bigger than Henry Winkler?
You shut your face. Yes, she was bigger than Henry Winkler. She's Drew Barrymore. Shut your mouth. She just got off doing Mad Love. She did Mad Love.
Harry Winkler redeemed himself for Barry, too. Came back as a director for Drama.
Listen, you guys are quickly proving why I need to do the show alone. shut up. you're going to make me laugh. I'm trying to be serious. Now it's hard. All right. She's wonderful. And then what did she do after she got her own talk show? She heard they were playing Scream during COVID. They were playing Scream on TV. So what did she do? She got the stars together and said, you know what? Let's tweet along with it. Nobody asked her. CBS didn't say, hey, do this. She didn't work for CBS. She works on NBC or ABC or CBS. I don't know. But she was like, let's all do this. Let's all get together for Scream. She did that movie for 5 minutes, and she pulled it together. I love Drew Barrymore. She's a wonderful human being, and you shut your mouths. That's the end of my rant. John Watts says, I'm skipping you guys for a second. John Watts says, I agree about introducing kids to the characters and to reading. That's a beautiful thing. Yes. Mick, you can't see her. The hair has taken over the living room. From it. Oh, my God. It's like Tangled and Brave, all, you know, just like kind of melded together, and that's Kathleen's living room right now. She was good in Fault in the Stars, to me at least. You know what? She was the fault, though, in the stars. That's what she was.
So you watched the movie Adrift, and we're hoping she just stayed out at sea and just died. You didn't want her to get saved that whole movie.
I mean, she can act. I just don't want to watch her stuff. Like, so I won't watch Big Little Lies, but you guys enjoyed it, so whatever. I mean, I'm not saying...
What if you just put Drew Barrymore's face on her? Would you watch the film then?
It's not a looks thing. That's the thing. She is a beautiful young woman. It's not a looks thing. I don't even, maybe it's just the characters. Maybe that's just the way she acts. I don't respond well. And she's not the only one. There's other actors I just cannot respond to. And I don't want to watch their stupid faces anymore. But anyway, Kathleen says, it's been a rough day here. It's really much safer to not have me on camera. Kathleen, I'm not arguing with you. You don't have to go on camera. It's fine.
She's arguing with her husband, I think, in the chat.
Oh. Drew Barrymore is a national treasure. Listen, you are the mother of a toddler. And John, I'm giving you credit for this too, as the father of a toddler. I know what it's like. Relax. Chill out. Enjoy yourselves. Laugh a little bit.
Just wait till she
at the expense of Shailene Woodley.
Fun. More fun.
Yeah, have some fun. Get with it. But we are coming up on time, and I want to hear Paul's most overrated movie franchise.
I'm scared to admit this to anybody, but besides the first movie in the universe that they came out with, I'm going to say the Conjuring universe.
For you me, think it's overrated?
I do feel like it's overrated. I feel like it's too hyped up every single movie since the first Conjuring, and since the first one, it's just been kind of let down after let down after let down.
You know what, Paul? I like the movies, but I concur. I think it's overrated as well. My favorite in that franchise is the third Annabelle movie.
Okay. Is that the Coming Home?
Yeah.
That one was good. I'll give you that one too. But I feel like if anyone sees it, it's part of the Conjuring universe, everyone's like, oh my God, it's amazing. It's scary as hell. And then it's like, but it wasn't good.
It's okay. They're all okay. Yeah. They're all fine. I like the third one too.
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm just out of touch with the, I mean, I've seen them. I've seen The Nun. I didn't like The Nun. A lot of people did. I didn't really like it. It doesn't bother me, I guess. Like I was like, I didn't even think of them as like overrated. It is amazing to me that like none of us said Fast and Furious, but
I don't want to hit on you too bad.
Those movies are rated right where they need to be for me. Like, I am in. I'm sold. Like you said at the beginning, I'm sold on their going to space. It's fantastic. Like, I want them to go fight laser swords with Chewbacca.
Oh, my God. The only thing it couldn't have happened. I'm still trying to retcon it now. I'm trying to retcon it so maybe they can go back and have a flashback to when frickin' Frack were in space. Was it Tyrese and Ludacris were in space? I couldn't think of their names. That's why they're freaking correct. But, and retcon it in the next movie where they have a flashback and it's actually Blue Origin going to save them. And there is Shatner, and now Shatner is in the Fast and Furious franchise. And that's but that's why it's not overrated to me, because when you watch it and you have The Rock grab a nuclear warhead and steer it the other way or whatever while driving a car and having his feet planted firmly on the ice and trying to steer this giant warhead missile away from them or whatever, it's so weird, and I forget what movie it's in, but it's like you can't be overrated at that point. You know what you are. You know, we know what you are. It's not an overrated thing. So I think that, yeah, they've lived above their overratedness. And Paul's shaking his head, no, like, yeah, no, they're the best ever.
I've never watched any of them. Just like Friends. I've never watched a single episode of Friends. And
An overrated franchise for you right there.
At least we can agree on that.
I love Friends, but I agree.
I'm sorry, Jason.
I personally think How I Met Your Mother was a better show.
I couldn't get into The Office, but I think that just because people overly hype, it was overrated before. And I think people just set the bar way too high for me. And I was quickly disappointed. I was like, I don't understand why it was. I'm not saying I don't watch shows that people consider trash, but it didn't click. For The Office either.
I don't know who Person is on YouTube. Please subscribe to my channel, because that is the best handle. And you have Bob Ross drinking a Mountain Dew. You might be my hero. And I love this question. And you know what? We're going to go a little bit longer because I want to answer this question. Have we all seen Halloween Kills yet? Well, I think we know by the trailers, though, that he attacks the firefighters.
Yeah, I've seen the memes.
Yeah. Would you guys have fought back as a firefighter on Halloween Kills? Paul, I'm going to go with you first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fought back? Yeah. Absolutely would have fought back.
And how can you not? I do love this question. Thank you, person. Thank you. I do love this.
My fighting back would have been, oh, my weapon is in my...
you have weapons in your hands. You have weapons in your hands. How are you not? He had the jaws of life turned on him. I'm cutting him in half. There's no Michael Myers.
Right.
I don't care how strong he is. If I put the entire body into it and I say, and I'm telling one of the guys to be like, you need to be the bull on this and push me in. You're going to cut him in half. He's not going to hold you and like two other guys pushing it forward. You might get hurt. I'm not saying you're not going to die, but Mike Myers is dust by that point. Like, come on. That thing cuts open buildings. You know, oh my God. Person, you are welcome there for us. You're the best. Again, I love it that you're person. To be honest, how do you take out a whole fire crew? I agree. And especially considering by this point, you're 60 years old. He's a 60-year-old man taking out a young crew of firemen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Person, I think you ruined the movie for me now. I did not think about this logically enough when I reviewed this movie.
Don't think about it logically. It was a great movie. Like I said, I like this one better than the last Halloween movie.
I did not. I liked the last one better. But I do like this as a bridge between this and it's a trilogy, and I think that's what we need to remember. Powerful man. But that is, I don't know, but I will say this. I did find it very cool that they did the POV shot through the mask, and when it landed in and he hit the ground, you still saw him killing everybody through that POV. That was a cool shot. So, and that's the beginning of the movie, Jason. So don't worry. You can jump in. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I've just been waiting to watch it with my daughter. We haven't been able to align our schedules.
Chris Hill says, hate the nun. Knew the blood was in her mouth, and I was yelling, don't you dare pull a Jada. Well, God bless and have a good day. God bless you, sir. Please come back to the show and give us more awesome questions like that. You were fantastic. I love
that. Yeah. Person, subscribe to Three Geeks Podcast, too, because Mick's right. You got a perfect handle.
I'm trying to steal my people. Get out of here.
Save your great questions. What we've been doing this whole time.
Save your great questions for this show. I love it. Okay, so since we're winding down, I do have a pretty huge announcement to make. And you guys are going to be first to hear this as well. This Saturday, Casey and I've been working on this for a while. So I feel like I need to do a little bit of a build-up. So we've been working on this for a while. For a couple months now, we've had this idea of doing a Halloween special live. And we are. I'm finalizing the deal for the Halloween special live tomorrow. But there was another part of it I wanted to have added. And that was a haunted location. And I locked that in tonight. This Saturday, October 23rd, Casey and I will be spending the night in one of the most haunted hotel rooms in the Northern Virginia area. And we will be in the room and we will be broadcasting.
Oh, that's so cool.
Even while we're sleeping overnight, if you want to check in, you will be able to see if there's anything that we're not seeing.
I've always wanted to watch you and Casey sleep. I'm so excited. Oh my God.
Listen, don't take the wind out of my sails, Jason. That was a big announcement.
I'm excited for you. It's just icing on the cake, I guess.
We will be broadcasting. We'll be having some fun, provided the ghost allows us to have a good Wi-Fi connection. But we will be doing what we can. If it blinks out, we'll make sure to try and get it on as quick as possible or jump on our phones. But I will say this. We are ready. We are stoked. This is our second year, year two. Last year we wanted to do something, but we couldn't get it done in time. This year I was able to do it. I don't want to let the Halloween live show out yet because I'm still finalizing that. But yeah, this Saturday live, I'm not going to say the hotel because I don't want anybody showing up. You know, being like, hey, I want to be a part of it. I'm like, no, we're going to do our show.
Oh, I just scare you. I won't even show up to be a part of it.
I want you guys to be a part of it. Like, if we're live and you guys have a moment and you want to check in and see how we're doing, please. I do not expect everybody to watch the whole thing all night long. I do not expect that. But if you check in and you see a ghost while we're sleeping or we're awake and we're talking, join in, comment along. Let's have some fun with it. But we are going to be in a haunted hotel room, and I think we're going to have a good time with it.
It's awesome.
I knew about that bottle of lotion for a reason. I'm so excited.
Well, Jason, thank you, you bastard. Yeah, Jason just called us the most overrated podcast in the history of podcasts. He won the prize tonight, you dick.
I'm complimenting you. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I think it will be a fun time. I think it will be good. So, yeah, we will be live this Saturday again from a haunted location. Join in. That's a lot of extra steps for a sleepover. Yeah. Well, you can do it from the comfort of his own home. We're just going to deal with the ghosts. It would just be Casey and I physically there.
I got to say this, man, and this comes from my heart. I hope that some horrible stuff happens in the room so that way you can catch it on camera.
Can you imagine in the history of ghost hunting shows, in the history of ghost hunters in general, nobody has ever gotten anything. Let's be real. Nobody's ever gotten anything, because if we did, it would be definitive proof. But for some reason, the scene snobs show up to this place that ghost hunting shows have been to before. And we're going to show up, and then it's going to turn into 1408. And we somehow get it all on camera. And it's just like, I don't want this. I don't want this. I was like, I was hoping for some orbs. I was hoping to just screw around and be stupid podcasters, and we're gonna die. Kathleen says, "Can't wait to hear you two scream like little girls." That may happen. It all depends. And I don't want to hear anybody just commenting along saying, "Oh, look behind you! Look behind you, kid!" But that is what is happening. We are going to be live from a haunted location, haunted hotel room. We'll be spending the night, so join us. We'll have all that information out tomorrow, and it's going to be exciting. I want to thank you guys for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Real quick, I'm going to let you guys plug your stuff. Paul, you go first. Do it, Paul. Do it.
What do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about?
Plug your stuff. Well, you have a business. You have a show.
Right. I'm so sorry. I'm tired, you guys. I work third shift. My fault.
Get out of here.
I do car detailing. It's considered it done. I can travel almost anywhere within 3 hours of Greensboro, which is a lot of North Carolina and even some Virginia. Detailing is really my passion. I had two to do today, and I absolutely loved it. I do small car sedans. I do F-150s. I do lift kits. I clean them all. And then Four Sheets to the Wind. We only have 3 episodes out right now. We've still been trying to figure out what the next step is, but keep you posted on that.
Just record, man. That's the next step. Always just record. All right. Jason, how about you, my friend?
Three Geeks Podcast. Do stuff a lot. We interview so many people in a week, and I talk to friends, do what I did here, just with some other crazy people. Some people, everybody I work with hates everything except for myself. So if you want to listen to that, just tune in.
That's fair, very fair. And of course, I am Mick Manhattan, one part of the Scene Snobs podcast. We love it. We love you guys. Check out, we're going to have the end credits. If you want to join our Patreon, it's $5 a month. There's exclusive content, there's exclusive stuff. We have prize giveaways every month. So join in on that. But just check out the end credits and it will tell you everything you need to do. All right. Take care, everybody. Love you, Len. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Love you guys.
Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Mick Manhattan, the Scene Snob, and you can check out the Scene Snobs podcast live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, or you can check it out on any podcast platform or our YouTube channel anytime after that. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. If you guys want to join, check us out over on thescenesnobs.com. We have links for everything. The Scene Snobs merch store is open. You can check that out too. Links again on the site. Or like, follow, and subscribe on all of our social media. Again, head over to thescenesnobs.com.